Hi, everyone. You're listening to Ask Adina with Adina Banik, and it's Meta Mondays again. And I've been looking so forward to today because we have a guest, and his name is Matthew Fallon, and he is a certified clinical hypnotist. And before we go any further, I want to just tell you, if you are operating any heavy machinery, please don't do the first part of this. And if you're driving, I would suggest you turn this off until the next half hour. And all of those kind of things. We don't recommend you do this because Matthew is going to give us a hypnotic session. And it's going to be for our greater good. He's going to do something that is in line with our happiness and maybe confidence for us. But play this back when you can and when you are comfortable and not doing anything that could hurt you. I want to just say a few things about him so you know who he is. Matthew Fallon is, he's been doing this for quite a long time. And he's a certified and registered member of the American Board of Hypnotherapy. And he's definitely committed to continuing his education to maintain his training at peak level. I also do that too. And I find that people who do this are just the best. They continue to grow and learn. He holds diplomas in complete mind therapy and practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming from the Mind Care Organization from West Yorkshire, England, UK. He also has a BA from California State University of Long Beach, and he has an emphasis in theater, event production, and marketing. And I saw that because when I first brought him up, everything from Comedy Central came up, and I think he's pretty well known on that circuit. But here, he's going to be pretty serious. I did a tape from him. And you know, sometimes when you have to go to a party or you have to go, you know, do something that you know is a fun thing to do, but you're just not in the mood to do it. That's what I felt when I did his tape. I knew it would be good, but I wasn't in the mood for an induction that particular day. And I did it because I knew I had to. And I couldn't believe it. I went so under, so far under. And my particular one was confidence. That's what I chose. And it took me back to a time that was beautiful. And it wasn't just that I felt confident. It was a favorite time of mine. And I can't explain it. It was, I can feel it now, and I can think it now. And he gave me a little thing to do when I want to feel that confidence, and I can do it right now and feel it. So it was really wonderful. He, as a child, he had a teacher who introduced him to visualization, and I think that's what he always wanted to do. I believe that his wife is his partner, and he travels all over, and family is very important to him. But I'd like to introduce him now because I've been speaking way too long. So Matthew, welcome.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine because I have your wonderful hypnosis. I'm serious.
Good. I'm serious. I'm so pleased that you enjoyed it so well and that you had such wonderful positive results for it. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
I did. I really did. It was fantastic. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do. And I just want to know, what do you, before you do this, what do you do in a day, you know?
A typical day for me, my goodness, you bet, is one, constantly growing my skills. I'm constantly reading colleagues or my school's blogs or video lessons or calling in to various teachers because I'm improving myself. So I block out a good chunk of my days doing that. I'll, of course, add to my my own content as far as my work. I want to grow my site. The offerings that I offer, from recorded sessions to working with clients. Mm-hmm. I do one-on-one clients via telephone, Skype. So I'll have those appointments during the days as well.
Can I just say something here? I do want to say that I have, over the years, people have asked me, can you do readings over the phone and can you do them, over email? And I've always said that it's the same result as it would be if you were sitting right in front of me. And I'm assuming, I know because I just did it, that hypnosis is exactly the same.
You're absolutely correct. It is. Right. And I'm so glad we have that in common. It does shatter an old paradigm for a lot of people. And I introduced the idea of, hey, we could do a wonderful session over telephone or Skype, and eyebrows kind of raised, or even over the phone, you could hear a big question mark comes up. And I help them realize that it's simply a state of being and your desire for change, your desire for that experience. And no place is more comfortable than your own environment, truly.
Absolutely.
I always suggest if you're off in your office or in your home, get cozy, get comfy, shut all the power down,
exactly.
Distractions, and just enjoy.
I mean, I honestly, for me, think that had I been in your office, I might have been more self-conscious than I was here. Everything you suggested I do, I did. And I felt my body drop. I felt my muscles just drop like a rag doll. And I don't know that I would have been able to let go like that had I been in front of you. So I think so I totally understand that.
It's so true. You're right. When I did have an office locally here in town, my home is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, more times than not, God bless the beautiful people would show up and they're stressed from traffic or they just came from work or they couldn't find parking or my couch just isn't right for them. Absolutely. Their own spaces. Hey, our own nest is our own nest, isn't it?
Exactly. So we have a lot to talk about, but I would like to see if we could get right into the hypnosis. What are you going to do? What is the purpose of this hypnosis for us today?
Great. Thank you for allowing me to do this, and I'm really, really excited about it.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled about it. I hope you guys are too, because I just want to say something. I don't know that anybody else would want to do this, but I think I really want to thank you, Matthew, for doing this. I think it's lovely and I think it's wonderful and giving. And I can't imagine that, you guys are going to get to play this back anytime you want. And I think it's wonderful. So tell us what you're going to do.
Awesome. No, thank you again for the opportunity. I'm very excited. Helping people get beyond blocks and obstacles in life is literally a passion for me. So we're going to help all of you beautiful listeners today do that. And as Karen said, you could play this over and over for yourself. And you gave some great little bits of advice. Is again, not why you're trying to do anything else, from doing the dishes to driving to doing paperwork.
Right.
This is something you'll absolutely focus on. And so what I'd like you to ask you to do is just to think of one thing. All of you, think of one thing that you'd like to change about yourself. And that could be the way you treat your body, the lack of exercise or eating or biting your nails or stress or if you're not sleeping well. Think of one thing that you'd like to change about yourself and let that be the goal that we're going to release in this session now. Okay? And we can dive right in. Karen, if you're ready to go, I'll just jump right in.
Okay, and by the way, guys, when he calls me Karen, he means Adina. It's just
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry.
No. I just want to let them know I'm the same person. It's just Karen and Dina. okay. So
you hit on
all of mine, Matthew. I don't know which one to go to now, because you hit on everything I do. So
okay. You know what? You're right. Here's a beautiful thing. Choose one for today. And
right.
Think of all the beautiful times we could listen to this again, and you can have a personal tool, and you'll be able to wipe out all the other things we want to change about ourselves each time you listen to
okay.
it going forward.
All right. I think I have mine in my mind.
Good. Good. Okay.
How about everybody else?
Yeah, good.
I can't see hands raised, but let's see. I'm going to count to five, and at the end of five, we will assume that everybody has their thing that they want to change in their mind. So I'm going to count down. One, two, three, four, and five. And Matthew, I think you couldn't do your stuff.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Everyone take a slow, deep breath. Weigh in. And as you exhale, simply focus your attention on the sound of my voice. Good. And another breath. Weigh in. Good. Now as you exhale, releasing any stresses, tensions, any irritations and distractions, just letting them go. Know that they have no service for you, no purpose for you here. Good. And again, weigh in. And at the top of this breath, hold. And exhale now. Good. Notice how good that feels. Take one more last breath in at your own pace now. And as you exhale, simply allow your eyes to close. And notice how good that feels, the small, intricate muscles in and around our eyes. When they close, how nearly our entire being can simply let go. The small, intricate muscles in our eyes feels so good when they relax and let go. Imagine now, just imagine that feeling encompassing all of you. That is the all of you. Good. Now breathing comfortably at a pace for you. I'd like you to listen to the sound of my voice. Every word I say, every breath you inhale, and let go. And every sound you hear, simply allow you to relax deeper and deeper for your own good. For your own benefit. The full body mind relaxation is incredibly good for you. I'm going to guide you in. I'm going to guide you out. You'll hear my voice the entire time. And this will be of benefit to you. I promise you that. Imagining now a color that represents relaxation, tranquility, calmness. Imagine that color now gently floating above your head. That's right. And I'd like you now to see and feel that color, breathing easily now. That color drooping, dripping, flowing over your scalp and your forehead, your eyebrows, every facial muscle, your jawbone hanging free, the tongue in your mouth letting go. It's amazing the relaxation we could feel by simply relaxing our tongue alone. Down into our neck. That's right. That color, that relaxation flows, melts, and soothes every muscle, tissue, tendon, and fiber in our shoulders as they hang droop free. Down into our upper arms, our elbows. Flowing down now into your forearms, your wrists, down to the very tips of your fingers, feel the weight of those arms getting heavy. Heavier still. That's the way. Good. That color, that relaxation, that beautiful tranquility now flows through your chest and your upper back, your mid-back, warming and soothing, relaxing your lower back all around your abdominal muscles, down into your hips, your waist, your thighs, releasing, loosening, softening, simply letting go, because it's so easy to do and feels so good, and it is so good for you. That's right, continuing now, down into our thighs, our knees, releasing those legs entirely, those shins, the calves, down to your feet. Feel that color, that relaxation, that calmness flow into your heels, the arches of your feet, the balls of your feet, up your toes, all around now from your toes, all the way up to the top of your head, out to the very tips of your fingers. Relax, warm, soothe, a feeling of tranquility and calmness. And as you take a gentle awareness, just a gentle notice of how good you feel, notice that you and you alone are responsible for your own relaxation. And I'm so proud of you for allowing yourself to relax this deeply. For you alone are responsible. I'm simply your guide, and you're allowing yourself to go this deep. And now know that no matter how deep in a relaxation you go, you can always go even deeper. And the deeper into relaxation you go, the better you'll feel. Good. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a room of your choice, safe and secure, and yet on one wall is a large whiteboard, or possibly a blackboard, your choice. And on that beautiful board is written your name in big, beautiful letters. And as you walk up slowly in your mind's eye to that beautiful board with your name, relaxing, feeling calm, comfortable, with eraser in one hand, gently now begin to erase one letter at a time, beginning at the end or the beginning, that is your choice. Yet noticing as you erase each letter, you relax even deeper. That's right. Erasing. Relaxing. Relaxing. Erasing. Relaxing. Letting go. Erasing even further. Good. And you'll notice when that board is clean now, you can drift and dream and float. Loose and limp now like a rag doll, relaxing deep with every breath you inhale. And let go, and every sound you hear simply relaxes you deeper and deeper. I'd like you now, in your mind's eye, to take yourself back to a most wonderful time in your life, to a time that you felt loved, confident, secure, on top of the world, perhaps. Not necessarily the top you've ever felt, but yet it can be that for you. It could be a time when you felt just wonderful. Bring your mind's eye back to that time now. Good. Think of one time. It could be an hour ago, yesterday, 10 years ago. And when you bring yourself back to that beautiful time, I'd like you to see every color in vivid color. I'd like you to hear the sounds. That's right. I'd like you to feel how good you feel. Calm, relaxed, confident, secure. That's right. Good. And as you do that now, gently, now ever so gently, I'd like you to touch the thumb and the forefinger of your left hand. Squeeze it together. Now. That's right. And as you just gently touch the left hand, forefinger and thumb together, seeing those vivid colors of that beautiful event, hearing the associated sound, noticing how good you feel. That's right. Plug in those feelings as it applies to you. Successful, accomplished, loved, secure, comfortable, secure, confident, on top of the world. This is your event. And as you gently are touching the forefinger and thumb together, this now is a tool for you to use anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere that you should like to bring back these beautiful feelings when you need them most, you can gently take a slow, deep breath in and touch the forefinger and thumb together. And you'll feel these feelings, these positive, powerful emotions rush through you, bringing you through that moment that needed this beautiful assistance. Good. And as you gently, on your next exhale, relax that left hand and the thumb and the forefinger. Good. Noticing now how good you feel. Peaceful, calm, relaxed, confident, accomplished, and loved. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in another room of your choice. Safe and secure, it is of your own design. And you're sitting in front of a television set. And on that television set is a stilled, a paused image of how you used to be, doing what you used to do, that which you are wanting to change and release, the part of you that no longer serves you. That's right. And as you look at that image on that screen of that paused you, that still image of you as you used to be, I'd like you now to walk up to that television set. And you'll notice there's a dial there that changes the color. You turn that all the way down so it is grainy black and white. That's right, turning the color all the way down, grainy black and white, now to a black screen. Good. You switch to the other dial, which controls the volume, and that turns the volume all the way down. That's right, silent now. And you now reach over to the power button, and you push it, eliminating all power to that visualization ever again. It's off. Going one step further, I'd like you now to reach behind that television set and unplug it. That's right. Yank that plug right out of the wall. That power can no longer serve that image ever again. That image of how you used to be, doing what you used to do, that no longer serves you, is gone, powerless. Released now. Well done. And going one step further, simply because you can, I'd like you now to imagine yourself safely yet securely and confidently destroying that television set. You got a hammer, maybe a baseball bat. Maybe you just beat it now. Maybe you kick it off of a cliff. It is your choice. But you are in control. It feels good. Well done. Kick it, hit it, punch it, your choice. But that television set is obliterated now into millions of pieces. Never again projecting that image, showing, living that image of how you used to be, doing what you used to do. That no longer serves you. and truly never did, is gone. Released. Good. Good. Now, in your mind's eye, standing tall, noticing how good you feel. And now feel the rush of the emotions flowing through you as you feel successful, accomplished, free. Free, perhaps. Lighter. Well done. And as your next exhale, relaxing even deeper. And like you now to imagine yourself in a whole new, beautiful, brand new room of your own design, safe and secure. And you're standing in front of a beautiful mirror. It's a head-to-toe mirror, and you're about 5 feet back from it. And as you notice that reflection of that beautiful you in front of yourself, that image in front of you in that mirror is of the beautiful you, of how you want to be. That's it. Free of what you are releasing today. That person in front of you in that image, that mirror, look how tall they stand. Notice their shoulders back, their head naturally, confidently, yet humbly held high. A warm, loving look in their eyes. A beautiful, natural smile on that face and to those lips. That beautiful, confident person is like a magnet, pulling you one step closer now to that mirror. Just one. Notice how good that person appears to feel, to be, how free they are, how light they appear, how happy, how accomplished, how loved, how in control. That's right. Attracted again like a magnet to that beautiful image of that person in that mirror, you step another step closer. Two, three, four steps now. 5 steps, so close now, your hand touches that mirror, but yet no, it doesn't touch the mirror. It joins hands with that beautiful image of you in that mirror. And that beautiful you, that successful, broken free self of you in that mirror, takes your hand and pulls you into itself. Now the two images join. And now notice how accomplished you feel, how successful, how beautiful, how energized, how empowered you feel as it pulls you into itself. You are one. You see, this is you. It is you. It always was you. It is you. And it will always be you. Now. That's right. Noticing how good you feel. Relaxed. Broken free. Released. Accomplished. On top of the world you feel right now. That's good. And as you now take a slow, deep breath, and as you exhale, those feelings compound. That's right. And now notice this. How good you feel, how accomplished you are. What you've succeeded here now is real. Is real for you in your mind's eye. As real for you in your mind and your body. And your soul, you're all of you, just as though when you're sleeping and you're dreaming of running, and you awaken from that dream, your heart pounding and maybe some sweat on your brow, your body does not know the difference. It and your mind know that is a real experience, such as this now, our time, our experience together in this beautiful session. It is 100% 100% successful for you. Each and every time you listen to this session, becoming stronger and stronger. That's right. Safely and securely becoming the person you desire to be. I'm so proud of you. And now, I'll slowly count forward from 1 to 5. Each number awakening you further and further, beginning on 1, and when you reach 5, wide awake, fully refreshed, fully alert, ready to take on whatever it is you're ready to take on and enjoy. 5, you'll be wide awake, fully refreshed, fully alert, feeling so good in every way. Beginning now, 1, 2, sitting up a little bit further if you were lying down, good now. Good, 2, sitting up a little bit further than the moment before now, good, 3, fingers and toes begin to wiggle, allow that to happen now. Notice how good that feels, those fingers, those toes begin to wiggle into the limbs now. Gently rotate that neck around if you can. That's right. Good. 4, a deep breath. Weigh in on 4. Realizing where you are, the surface upon which you're seated or lying. The surroundings around you now. Bring yourself back to the fully present moment, noticing how good you feel. Again, another deep breath. Weigh in on 4. Do that now. That's right. Next number I count, wide awake, fully alert, fully refreshed, noticing how good you feel, excited for these next moments, minutes, weeks, months, years ahead. You are gifted and blessed to live, bringing your best self forward. And 5, wide awake, fully refreshed, feeling so good in absolutely every way. Wonderful. Adina,
wonderful.
How are you?
That was wonderful.
God.
I don't know how you do that. I'm like half in. I'm not out completely yet.
Wiggle the limbs a little bit. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
Good for you.
It really does. You know what I'd like to do, everyone? I'd like to take a break and come back and speak with Matthew a little bit. So we're going to take a very, very short break. Maybe let you wake up just a little bit. And we will be back with Meta Mondays, Adina Banik, and Matthew Fallon at the BBS Radio. They'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the BBS Radio, and it's Adina Banik and her guest, Matthew Fallon, on Meta Mondays. And Matthew just gave us a really wonderful induction, and you can do this and replay this anytime you want to, and each time you do, it will be stronger for you. I wanted to ask Matthew a question, and it's something that I have also felt, and I think that he definitely believes this, and I want to hear it from him. He feels, or I think, that we're all living in a hypnotic trance, and can end that, or we can awaken from that, beginning simply with our desires. So, Matthew, can you expound on that for us, please?
Absolutely. Thanks, Adina. Absolutely. No matter what, how we live our life, or what belief systems we may subscribe to, what habits we have, there are three essential things that every human being is allowing to govern their lives, and myself included, and that is our values, our habits, and our beliefs. And again, no matter what one believes, what our values are, those are dictating us and bringing us to the present moment, to exactly how we're living right now. Keeping that in mind and putting that thought on the shelf for just a moment, we'll realize that simply hypnosis is simply a deep state of relaxation. Hypnosis, Greek for sleep. I like to get that out of the, clear the air with that right away. It's nothing voodoo. It's not black magic. It's not movie TV. It is a deep state of relaxation that helps us quiet the chatty part of our mind and get out of our own way to stop that over-analytical part that says we're not good enough. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't accomplish this. Or if I fail, what would I think of myself? What would others think of me? You know, if I do succeed, what would others think of me? All these self-analytical and doubtful thoughts, you know, right, we carry with us. So we all have that conscious voice, and simply this hypnosis simply relaxes that quiet, relaxes that chatty part of our brain, brings us to that quiet state so that we can now change willfully through a desire, like you said. Absolutely, Adina. Willfully change a value, a habit, a belief that is no longer serving us. And we are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit, and sadly so, most of our habits are self-destructive and hurting ourselves or those around us. And so in a sense, we're stuck in trance. We're stuck in hypnosis, as you would see in a movie. We're stuck in a belief system or a habit or a value that has got us going in a downward, you know, spiral of a whirlpool of pain, of suffering, of limiting beliefs. You name it, fill in the blank. And so that's exactly how I like to help my clients, is find the values, the habits, the beliefs that are governing their life now, the story that they're telling themselves that is of these values, habits, and beliefs, and we simply readdress them, helping them to wake up from the trance that we're walking in.
You know, I can't, this is so amazing, because I tell so many of my clients that their ideas, the things they tell themselves, their stories are not their own. And they replay them as old tapes over and over and over again. So I think what has to happen is I tell them that, they become aware of that, and then go to you.
Well said. Absolutely. You're right. That's great. Awareness is the first.
Exactly.
Key. Right.
So I think that's it. I think I'll just have to say, okay, guys, we just got what it is. And now Matthew is going to help you get rid of it. So that's true. And on a larger level, I wanted to say that we are all really living in illusion and hypnotic state, because this is not our real reality anyway. So I just take it a little further because of where I come from. But I love what Matthew said. I really do. That we are living in a hypnotic state because we are telling ourselves things that are not true. They're not. And what he does is literally help us get into the right state, the natural state of our mind and body. And and that's really the truth. Because I felt wonderful. I wonder how everybody else felt. Raise your hand.
Absolutely.
I want to see you. We'll know, though. People will let us know. And I do, before, you know, any more discussion, want to say that Matthew does, you know, you don't have to be in front of him to have this done. You can absolutely, you know, call him, have it done over the phone, over Skype. And his site is Attain Your Full Potential Now. That's www.attainyourfullpotential.com with no spaces. And I'm going to give you his phone number. It's 719-285-7000. 7027. He also has a lot of MP3s that you can download and audio CDs and a lot of things that you can take a look at the same site. And he's just so well versed. I'm looking at some of them. Eliminate your fears, eliminate insomnia, pain, memory control, memory improvement, weight loss, relaxation, stress, confidence, smoke-free forever. I believe the pain one was one that's not yours, right?
The pain one is mine. The one that is of an affiliate of mine is the fear elimination.
Okay, so the pain one is yours. I can't believe I didn't choose that one. I think I wrote that to you. So he's got so many of them, and he'll do, you know, specialized ones for you. So it's, and just as my readings I do online and over the phone are as specific as they are in person, because we're both asking Spirit to do this for you, it's the same for him. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be in front of him to have this done.
For sure.
Did you want to say something, Matthew?
You bet. I would like just to add one more point of how we exacerbate our very hypnotic trance that we live in, this illusion we live in, this current reality is, you bet, and that is the simple neurological fact is this, is we exacerbate it from our reinforcing it of doing it over and over and over again. So no matter what we do, and even a thought is a doing, is the more we do it consistently, repetitively, you know, science points to trueness that about 21 to 30 days of repetitive, consistent behavior, and again, even a thought is a behavior.
And it's a habit.
You've now got a habit. Bingo.
That's right.
So as you continue to, you know, reinforce the habits in the direction you don't want them to go by continuing the story or the values, habits, your beliefs you have now, you can make that change by simply just becoming aware of it. And then the one key that is necessary for any change is now your desire. And this is where I'll end off with, is your desire needs to be like through the roof, like no more, never again, I'm done, I'm through with X. Just a desire to be rid of it.
You're absolutely right. And as I've said over and over, with the secret and manifestation, all of those things, it's not enough to think it. It's not enough. You have to feel it. You have to feel it and think it, and you have to do it for a long enough time for it to take effect and for the universe to send it back to you. And it is actually 21 days where a habit takes effect. So that is 100% true. So thank you, Matthew, for saying that. We do make or break habits in 21 days.
Which is just a drop in the bucket of an ocean of life we're blessed with, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. And we can make a very bad habit in 21 days. So I want you to be aware of that. And we sometimes say to ourselves, oh, you know, this is okay. I'm only doing it for a couple of weeks. Well, a couple of weeks just gave you a really bad habit.
Indeed. It absolutely did. You bet. And it can be like climbing out of the deepest hole, trying to end. You're like, I only did it for a couple of weeks. You're spot on, Adina.
Right.
It just reinforces itself.
I've done it myself. I know.
Me too.
I have. I do it all the time. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, if you can give 21 days straight with desire and thought, you're a new you. You're a new you. So,
Bingo. And
this is the way to do it, I think. It's not the only way, but what an easy way. What a beautiful way. What a fun way to do it.
Absolutely natural. Thank you. All of the above. It's easy. It's fun.
No pressure.
Right there,
No pressure.
Exactly.
You're doing it in your own home.
Yes. Yes.
It's so wonderful. Tell us just a few more minutes about the YouTubes that you're on, and I know you do a little comedy sensual stuff?
I created Hypnotainment is the name of my comedy hypnosis show. Now, I want to encourage everyone to release any old ideas about hypnosis shows they've seen or heard about from Vegas,
right,
fraternity houses, et cetera, that I created Hypnotainment with equal integrity to my practice. And, and I do a clean, fun, eye-opening and inspirational show. It is so cool, and we laugh our heads off. We had a really great time, but no one's ever embarrassed. No one's put on the spot. But my goal is this, with every show, is that we never have anyone just pretending to be up there, faking. No, that's, again, bad Vegas shows. These people are experiencing some wonderful, wonderful relaxation, and the audience and the subjects on stage afterward are always saying, thank you for introducing me to this. This is amazing. How can I use it for myself now with X? And they fill in the blank with something they want to change about themselves. So it is a really fun, you know, experience for me that I get to just share with literally thousands of people all over the world. So it's a lot of fun.
I think that's fantastic. I really do. And I know you're super, super busy. But I know that you also want to help as many people as you can. And he's there. And the contact they gave you is where to reach him. I will be one of your people because I think you're fantastic. And I'd love to have you back. I really would. I think you have been wonderful. And guys, if you've enjoyed this, I'd like you to please let Matthew Fallon know, and please let me know. And you can let him know best by contacting him at www.attainyourfullpotential.com and checking out his MP3s and calling for a session, because I think he's absolutely wonderful. And Matthew, I want to thank you greatly for doing this. It was so unusual. I don't know anybody that's ever done this before. So I think it was eye-opening for me in many ways. I have been hypnotized, but not like that. And I think that I want to talk to you about doing more MP3s on other things.
Be happy to. Thank you for the opportunity, Adina. This has been an absolute joy. It's always a benefit for me as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And before we go, everyone, I just want to mention that next week we have Dr. Susan Shumsky on. She is an incredible author and doctor. She talks about chakras and every sort of things that we talk about. And I just want to mention how I found her. I had been looking over my notes from my old show, and I found my chakra notes, and I said that, oh, I'm going to do a remake on it. As I said that, my phone chimed, my Gmail came up, and Dr. Susan had written me an email about chakras. And I thought, this is not happening. And I said, oh God, I'm going to write her. I wrote her at that moment. I think it was 11 o'clock at night. And she answered immediately and said, yes, I'd love to be on the show. So I thought it was perfect. Instead of me doing that show, she's going to do the show with me. So stay tuned for that. You're going to get a lot more information on it. And we're going to have several new guests coming in the next few weeks. And Matthew, I would love, love to have you on again. Please say yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I absolutely will.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. And guys, I really love to be here. You know that. The next time we will have our free readings should be in 2 weeks. I've kept them and I will read them. So don't think they're not going to be read. They will be. And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to us. You were listening to the BBS Radio Station 1 with Ask Adina, Adina Banik, and Meta Mondays. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.